Penguin Random House Audio presents A Likely Story by Jen McKinley. Read for you by Allison Ryan. Please keep listening for a bonus short story, An Unlikely Meeting, at the end of this recording. Chapter 1. I need a plunger and a mop stat! Lindsay Norris cried from the family restroom in the children's area of the Briar Creek Public Library. There was an inch of water on the floor, and the water spilling over the toilet bowl showed no signs of slowing. The harried mother and daughter who had just been in the restroom stood by the door, with the young girl giving Lindsay big, worried looks, while the mother gushed apologies almost as fast as the toilet spilled water. I'm so sorry, so very, very sorry, Kimberly Curtis said. It's fine, Lindsay lied. Happens all the time. She glanced down at the young girl, Madison Curtis, who was pulling her winter hat over her face as if to hide. She peeked at Lindsay from under the edge and said,
I'm sorry, Ducky wanted to swim.
Lindsay felt her lips turn up in spite of the situation. She glanced at Kimberly and said, It does make sense on one level. Kimberly hugged her daughter and gave Lindsay an appreciative glance. You're very kind, but there is nothing logical about flushing a stuffed duck down the toilet.
Here's the mop.
Lindsay glanced past Kimberly and Madison at her second in command. Her longtime friend, Beth Stanley, was coming at her with a mop in one hand and a plunger in the other. Or, more accurately, a mop under one wing and a plunger under the other. Wild guess here, Lindsay said as she took in Beth's bright yellow hooded sweatshirt with wings on the sleeves and an orange beak and two large eyes sewn onto the hood. Make way for ducklings for story time?
McCloskey is the man, Beth said. Yes, we read all the feathered faves, the story about Ping, Come Along Daisy, and the ugly duckling, Natch.
Well, you inspired little Madison here to set one free, Lindsay said. Uh-oh, Beth said. She looked past Lindsay at the bathroom floor. It's fine, I changed into my boots, Lindsay said. She pointed to her L.L. Bean snow boots. I'll just waddle on in there and shut the water off.
I'll help. I'm in boots, too. They look like duck feet, don't you think?
Beth asked. They do, Lindsay agreed. She looked at Kimberly and Madison. We're going to start cleaning, and then I'm going to call our maintenance people from the town and see if they can get your duck out of the pipes. Madison's face crumpled, and she looked like she was going to have a complete meltdown. Beth, ever in touch with her story timers, saw the brewing storm and started having a conversation with Madison's duck.
You're going where? Oh, sorry, she called into the toilet.
She glanced at them with a chagrined look.
I forgot to speak in duck.
She turned back to the toilet and said,
Quack, quack, quackity quackers.
Madison's face went from distraught to hopeful. Beth kept up the conversation, making Madison laugh, while Kimberly leaned close to Lindsay and said,
We won't need Fluffy back. When Madison made it her go-to stuffy, Beth advised me to buy more of the same. I bought 3 of them, and I rotate them in and out so they have the same amount of wear.
Brilliant, Lindsay whispered back. Then she hurried into the bathroom to shut the water off.
Where did Fluffy go?
Madison asked Beth. Her 4-year-old voice was so pitiful that Lindsay wanted to hug her.
Fluffy says she's going to visit her sister and she'll be back.
Beth paused to look at Kimberly, who nodded.
After dinner.
Madison beamed and clapped her hands as Beth and Lindsay sloshed back toward them. What do you say, Madison? Kimberly asked her daughter.
Thank you.
Madison hugged Beth around the knees and then did the same to Lindsay. You're welcome, they said together. They waved as the mother and daughter bundled up to go out into the February cold. Maintenance is never going to get that duck out of-
Sample complete. Ready to continue?